The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine. And most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Energy is all there is. The topic today is altering stress with energy medicine. In our society and culture today, most people live fast-paced, stressful lives to meet the expectations of their families and their careers. This lifestyle is not healthy for our bodies or our energy systems. Stress, overwhelm, and emotional upset block the free flow of energy through our energy body. Energy's discussions about stress and emotional upset aren't complete without mentioning the triple warmer and spleen imbalance. When the fight, flight, or freeze response is engaged, triple warmer is taking control of the energetic reins and other energy systems become depleted, especially spleen meridian. Understanding how the energy systems work together, you can calm your energies naturally. However, engaging the radiant circuit capacity of triple warmer, we can live more peacefully, harmoniously, and radiantly, even in times of stress and overwhelm. Triple warmer meridian can be calmed with simple techniques and exercises, enhancing its radiant circuit aspect. I am very honored to have Margie Fine as my guest today. Margie has been a senior faculty member of the Donna Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program since its inception in 2005. She was a contributing designer of the Eden Energy Medicine Advanced Practitioner. She also teaches energetic healing at massage schools throughout New York State, including her own course, Energy and Anatomy, Weaving Energy Healing into Manual Therapies. Hailing from New York City, Margie has enjoyed a full-time practice in energy medicine and therapeutic massage for over 12 years and is highly skilled in other energetic modalities such as EFT, or Emotional Freedom Technique, Psych-K, and Reiki. She is a gifted teacher who imparts her extensive knowledge with clarity and humor. Welcome, Margie.
Hey, Anne. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, we're so happy you're here. And, you know, since you are an expert embracing triple warmer, you know, I know you can shed some insight to our listeners on this very important topic about stress, since stress really is the basis of a lot of our physical symptoms and ailments.
Well, I'm from New York City, so stress and anxiety do come up occasionally in my practice. So I've tried to come up with an ever-growing box of tricks to help counteract stress and anxiety and help people lead freer lives in that way.
You know, what I'm just realizing is I didn't mention your website. Why don't you tell people how to find more about you in New York City?
Great. Well, it's a brand new website, and it's called fineworks.com, www.fineworks.com, and that's F-E-I-N, like my last name.
Perfect.
And on there, there are all different types of classes that I teach, sessions that I do, a lot about the Eden Energy Medicine program, et cetera. So it's a good read.
Very good. Okay. I just want to make sure people can contact you, especially because New York City, there's a lot of people there that probably need your help.
More and more and more people are coming around, and it's really wonderful. It used to be a very small community in New York, and now it's really growing and growing. And you'd think, you know, the economic climate the way it is, that there'd be less people spending money on this type of thing. But my practice has grown, and it really reflects how our culture is changing and trying to find alternatives to, you know, psychotropic drugs, et cetera, to manage their stress levels. So it's very heartening.
Yes. Wonderful. I'm so glad you said that. So let's start from the beginning. How did you discover energy medicine, and how has that changed your life?
Well, I discovered energy medicine through the back door. My license is in massage therapy in New York, and as all licensed massage therapists, we're obligated to get continuing education credits. So I was going to go to the Omega Institute, and there was only 1 week in the entire summer I was able to go. When I said to myself, I don't care what the class is as long as I get CEUs for it. And the only class I could get continuing ed credits for was Donna Eden's class. I had never heard of energy medicine. I had no clue, but I thought, well, it'll be a beautiful place and it'll be fun. And I walked in, and like so many people will tell you, I was so blown away by Donna's enthusiasm, vitality, and really blown away by the techniques. And 2 weeks later, she had her 5-day training in Florida, and I was there. That was in 2002. And then in 2006, I started as a faculty member. So it's been a wild ride, and really, it's changed my life. And now 12 years or 10 years later since meeting Donna, I am as enthusiastic, if not more, than I was 10 years ago. The main changes it's done in my life is that it really shifted the way I look at health and healing and my own health, and really showed me that the power is in my own hands, that if I don't feel well, if I'm stressed, anything, that I really have an enormous amount of power to affect changes in that way. And I think that is a huge paradigm shift for folks in general in terms of looking at health. We're used to going to a doctor, telling a symptom, and getting usually a medication for it. And usually the medications are symptom-based. To realize that there was a whole world of things that I could do and explore to affect my own health and to really make me more resilient to the stressors that have come my way, that was huge. And that has been, in some ways, the biggest change I feel that I offer to the clients who come my way.
And I so agree with you that we, as a society, we have just given our power over to the medical community. And so wonderful that there's a new paradigm with modalities such as energy medicine, where we really have a lot of, self-care potential, that we really can take care of ourselves for a great extent and maybe even do better than some of the drug, medications that we, treating just the symptoms, Let's go right to the root. I mean, that's what the wonderful thing is. And it's also holistic. It helps, connects mind, body, spirit. So you're dealing more than just with a symptom. You're trying to get to the root cause.
It's really true. And the other thing is that, and I am not one to pan Western medicine. Sometimes we need a surgery. Sometimes we need medication. But there are many conditions for which allopathic medicine only has symptom control, many. And after a while, anyone who's on a medication for symptoms will tell you that at some point there are secondary symptoms. The stomach has a hard time digesting that medication, or it stops working as well as it did in the beginning. And to be able to offer concrete help for folks like that is huge. The other thing is that when we have a symptom or an illness of some sort, we go to a specialist usually who does not look at the body as a whole. And the beauty of energy medicine is, I always tell folks, is that I'm not curing your illness. I'm making your entire body healthier so it can now handle and cure the illness that's manifested. And that is a huge paradigm shift. The first time that people realize that these simple exercises actually affects their symptoms and their health, it's a huge aha moment. And it really joyful, as joyful the 100th time as the first time.
Mm, I agree. I agree. Okay, so you are an advanced energy medicine practitioner and senior member of the faculty
Woo-hoo!
For Eden Energy Medicine. and you teach a regional foundations class on energy medicine in New York City. And this is year one of the certification program. Can you tell us more about this experience in case people are interested in the New York or New Jersey area?
I would love to. I've been teaching with Donna for about 6 years. The Eden Energy program in its totality is 4 years. The first year is called the Foundations program, and it's a fabulous program. It's a one-year program that meets 4 times a year. We meet for 4 long weekends, and we'll teach a module. Then students go home, and they practice and study and come back and do the next module. It's a really great program. It teaches... Well, the basis of Donna's work is that we work with 9 different energy systems, as you've probably talked to your clients mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. The beauty of that is that, for example, acupuncture is 1 energy system. We work with 9 so that we can, if people have a physical issue of some sort or emotional issue, we can look at that issue via 9 different lenses. And very often for different people, because we're all so unique, there might be 1 system or 2 systems that are more at play or at the core of the issue for one person as opposed to another. So over the course of the year, we teach students 8 of those 9 systems. So at the end of that year, they have an enormous toolbox. I would say that probably fully 70% of what I do on a daily basis is working with the tools that we learn from the Foundations class program. And folks come from all walks of life. They can be people who have no clue about energy medicine at all, and they're just interested to work on themselves or maybe their family. We have people who are already healthcare professionals who want to expand their toolbox, which is actually how I got into it. I was a massage therapist, and I really wanted to broaden the number of people that I could work on. I didn't want to just work with musculoskeletal issues. So people can come, whether they're therapists, massage therapists, acupuncturists, nurses, and now doctors are starting to come. And it's an amazingly powerful adjunct. Or people can come if they want to change careers, get into an alternative healthcare career that can really be applied very broadly. So we get all kinds of people from all walks of life, and they leave with a really huge toolbox, not to mention a really great community and personal experience of having done the work on themselves as well.
Beautiful. And so they can go to www.fineworks.com to get more information about the foundation program that you're offering in New York City and the dates, I guess.
Absolutely. On the website, you'll see a clearer overview, a more detailed overview than what I've just given. It'll say the dates of the class, the location. It also gives a nice description of the sample curriculum for the year. So you'll see all the energetic systems that we work with and also how to contact me, which anyone is, of course, welcome to do if they have more questions or are interested in the program, so we can help figure out if it's right for you or not.
So you really strongly encourage anybody that's serious about achieving optimal health and wellness and is dedicated to doing what it takes to live at their highest potential.
This program is fabulous, both for self-care and, again, for applying it to others. My health, and not just my health, but my mood. I mean, I was always a cheerful person, but it really brings vitality in the deepest sense of the word. And when you are vital and strong, you just don't get sick as much, and you're in a better mood a lot of the time. So anyone who's interested in creating better health and vitality for themselves, again, with family and loved ones, or are serious about a meaningful career in healthcare, alternative healthcare, this is a fabulous program across the board. I've been doing this full time for a long time. And, you know, as far as creating a career, I got approved for a New York City mortgage based on a freelance energy medicine career. So you do not have to still keep your day job if you're serious about becoming a healthcare practitioner with this work.
Oh, that's great news. Okay, so in addition to energy medicine, you also do some other psychology modalities. Do you combine these modalities with energy medicine?
I do. I do two on what are called energy psychology modalities. One is called EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, and the other one is called Psych-K, which is a shortening for psychology kinesiology. And they've been really a fabulous adjunct to the Eden Energy techniques, and which is also why one of the reasons I chose stress as a subject for us is that stress is such a prevalent condition. I mean, if you go to a room of 100 people and say who has some amount of stress they feel that they manage or need to manage, everyone raises their hands. And especially in a climate like New York City, you know, it's a pretty dense atmosphere to live and work in. Stress is just a huge component. So having these adjunct modalities to work really directly with symptom relief. So EFT, I find, is a fabulous modality to just bring down whatever distress you're having in the moment. So if you're really furious at someone, if something's happened and you get into a panic or you're fearful or, you know, you're going to do a radio show and you might have, you know, performance anxiety, you can use the techniques and bring down your stress. So it implements tapping series of acupressure points, each one that works with specific emotions. And it's incredibly easy. You can do a shortcut that I call tap and vent. And I'll just show people points and I'll say, just vent whatever you're feeling, tap the points. And it really pulls the plug on the stress emotions in whatever way it plays out. And it plays out really differently for different people. Some people get angry, some get fearful, some get, you know, frozen, and it works no matter what. The Psych-K modality I use more, and it works very well for unwinding deep subconscious beliefs. So if everyone in your family, someone comes to me and they have irritable bowel syndrome and they say, well, everyone in my family has digestive issues and I know it's just something that I'm going to have to live with, that's a belief system that can impede healing. Mm-hmm. So when you can use an energy psychology modality like Psych-K and you can unwind that belief, it sets a template of much more openness to healing. And then I can use the energy medicine techniques and get far greater results. So they work really beautifully together.
Wonderful. And we're going to take a short break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com. It's no secret that teen girls and young women all across North America are struggling with diminished self-worth, depression, eating disorders, and self-harm. The good news? Tune in to The Mary Walden Show for a mental health boost. Raising and empowering young women, mind, body, and spirit. Join Mary and her guests, clinicians, artists, musicians, and researchers to get the knowledge and the know-how to build resilience in teen girls and young women today. The Mary Walden Show airs live Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
We are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, and we have Margie Fine with us today to talk about altering stress with energy medicine. So, Margie, we were talking about these psychology modalities, that the other psychology modalities that you use. And so let's focus on emotional upset, because I think this is really the core of a lot of our physical disabilities.
For sure.
So how does emotional upset affect our energies?
Well, think about it this way. If you get stressed, regardless of what the stressor is, you go into a fight or flight response. Fight or flight is when we perceive danger of some sort and stress hormones kick in, our heart beats faster, our lungs breathe faster, and we lose the power of higher thought. So for example, if you're stressed, you can say to yourself, what am I so upset about? This is really not that big a deal, but the stress doesn't leave. It's because the primitive brain has taken over and those more logical thoughts don't really penetrate. So when you go into a stress response, you don't think clearly, you stop digesting food, and so it sets a template for not being able to really promote heat. Well, let's put it this way. When that is kicked in, the body says, well, this is not a time to digest food. This is not a time to send energy to my sore knee or whatever else is ailing me, because it perceives danger. And unfortunately, the body doesn't really know, did my husband just say something mean to me, or is there a cobra in the room? You go into a stress response and it's the same thing. So again, you get flooded with these stress hormones and it sets it stops the body. The body just goes into a mode of how can I survive? Now, if there is a cobra in the room, that's a pretty good thing to happen. But if we're under stressors that are less dire, we don't want to lose all of our resources. A fight or flight response is supposed to have a very clear initiator. It happens and then it ends. You walk to the curb, a car comes screaming around the curb, you jump back, heart starts beating, and then you realize, oh, I'm okay, and everything goes back to normal. So then your resources can then go to back to digesting your lunch, back to figuring out some problems you might be dealing with, or back to whatever physical, or for example, healing your cold or your flu, whatever else is going on. If the problem is that we tend to stay in stressors for a long time, and that's one of the kind of ill effects of the culture we have, is that we live with a lot of stress. So over time, in the beginning, you know, not digesting your food might not be a survival thing. But if days, weeks, months, years go by and those stresses are still there and your digestive system, for example, is not getting the resources it needs, that's when you start having more serious problems. So when you can get the body out of stress, basically what you're doing is you're taking this huge amount of resources that were dedicated to survival and they can go to quality of life. In immediate digestion might not affect your quality of life, but it goes on over time. Not being able to digest food properly can become a huge problem, not to mention any other ongoing physical issues you have.
Beautiful. Wow. Okay, so what what can energy medicine do for stress in our lives?
Well, it can help calm it down. So what'll happen is that if you, let's say, for the example that, let's say your boss says something to you and it upsets you and that upsetness lasts. So the next day you wake up and it's still there. 2 days later, it's still there. And you're saying to yourself, you even have the awareness to say, what am I so upset about? This isn't such a big deal. But the body is in the stress response habit. There are really easy energy techniques you can do that will, for example, bring energy back into the forebrain, where we make more cognitive, higher function decisions. So, just for example, very simple technique, put one hand over the front of your forehead. And what that does is that it will start to draw the energy back to the forebrain, away from the back brain, and it will start to calm you down, literally take you out of the fight or flight response. So then you can start to use your higher capacities for negotiation, thinking things through, and improving the quality of your life. The same thing, when you can get those resources back, then your body can start working on whatever current health issues it is that you're dealing with. I think I might have meandered there. Bring me back if I meander.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to bring up the point that also 80% of your blood actually leaves your brain too, which means oxygen is leaving. So when you've got your hand on the forehead, your electromagnetic points on your hand are actually bringing back and maybe attracting the iron in the blood to come back to the brain too. So that also helps to calm you.
Absolutely true. So, for example, Donna Eden, anyone who knows Donna Eden's work knows that we have a what we call a 5-minute daily routine we do that brings an overall energetic health to our body, and that energetic health starts to infuse and inform our physical and emotional health. When that, as you do that routine over time, what it does is it builds what I call energetic resilience into the system. So, for example, there's some people who walk into a restaurant, and if the waitress doesn't bring their water, they're in a full-blown fit. Other people have a really major stressor come up, and they're like, you know what? I can handle this. That's what I call stress resilience, and that's what we want to bring into our lives. And this is the huge benefit that self-care with energy work or doing sessions with someone can bring to your life. So if you're energetically resilient, it takes a bigger and bigger hit to send you off of your center, and that center becomes more your natural state of being. So even if you take a hit and it sends you off center, you don't go as far off. It takes a bigger hit to send you off, and you come back to center more quickly. You basically build in the habit of resilience and what I call stress resilience. So I want to be one of those people that it takes a pretty big stressor to send me off center, and centered is my normal state. So doing these really simple, literally 5 minutes a day will over time, and not a long time, even as quickly as a week or two later, little by little, it builds in the stress resilience so that you can walk, because we all take hits. Let's face it, stressors happen in our lives, but I don't want that glass of water missing to be enough stress to send me into a fit and have me stay there. I want it to be a bigger stressor to, and not have as strong a response to it. So this is really where energy medicine improves our overall health.
I think so too. And I just wanted to let people know that on my website, I have free videos of a lot of those exercises at www.energizeforjoy.com. So if you want to learn more about that, go to my website. Sign up for those free videos. Okay, so we sort of talked about, well, we have sort of, I think we've talked enough about the fight, flight, or freeze response and how that, but how does that relate to something called triple warmer?
Triple warmer, I'll talk about triple warmer and spleen together. These are really powerful foundational energies in us, and together they govern a lot about of our immune system. Triple warmer in particular is the energetic version of our fight or flight response, so of our physiological fight or flight response. So as I had said before, physiologically when you go into fight or flight, the heart starts beating faster. All your energy goes to the long muscles of the arms and legs to get you away from danger. So that survival imperative takes resources away from digestion, other sorts of healing, etc. Triple warmer meridian, and in its what we call radiant circuit capacity, it has the ability when we are in a stress slash survival situation to constrict or usurp energies from any other system for survival. We're hardwired for survival, so triple warmer plays that role. So it's a really good role to play, once again, if a car comes too close or some other real danger is up. But what happens is, again, is that our fight or flight is not discerning, so that when we have a lower stressor and triple warmer takes all the juice from our other systems, that puts us in a compromised situation for healing. And we don't want to lose 80% of our healing capacity because someone said something mean to us. We want to hold on to that. Spleen, on the other hand, in its capacity, it's often called the mother meridian in Chinese medicine, because it will take whatever resources we have available and send it to whatever part of our body or emotions need help. So if triple warmer is raging and has usurped all the power for its survival, spleen has nothing to distribute. So a classic balance in Eden energy medicine is to sedate or calm triple warmer out of its reaction and strengthen spleen. And when those two come into balance, the body then can use its resources for higher purposes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So what percentage of clients have this situation?
For me, again, one, I live in a big city and people are usually stressed. They're eating meals on the run. They're overworked, trying to get ahead. And also when they do come to me, it's because they're dealing with health issues. And I would say that I would not exaggerate to say 7 or 8 out of 10 people are dealing with some more what I would call really elevated levels of stress and thus triple warmer spleen imbalance. It's really, really prevalent to the point where I will absolutely check it and address it in almost everyone who comes in the door. It's a really big one. And also because that template needs to be clear to do further healing, it's a really important thing to address before you move on. Otherwise, if that's not addressed first, what happens is you can start working on other systems of the body, but it's like pouring water into a bucket with holes in it. You just keep pouring in the resources and it just comes out the other end. When you balance triple warmer and spleen, for example, that kind of plugs up the holes in the bucket, and the other treatments you do can really have a much greater effect and stay balanced a lot longer.
And Margie, I agree. I see about the same percentage, 70 or 80% of the people that come see me, and I'm in the suburbs of New York, they also have a triple warmer spleen imbalance issue that I have to deal with right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think we just, and I think we create a lot of stress in our lives too. We have high standards for how we live, and we have a lot of things we want to do, and we have children that we want to be exposed to different activities. And so we're just racing against time most of the time.
We are, and it's funny because we do phrase it as we have high standards, but sometimes I look at it like we have very low standards for self-care. If you tell someone that you're leaving work for an hour to go get an energy treatment or a massage, or you want to leave work at 5 o'clock to have a sit-down meal with your family, that type of self-care is not supported in a lot of our culture. So people do not, I'll tell people sometimes, well, I'm taking a month off and I'm going somewhere warm, and they can't believe it. Well, I take care of people all day long. I need to recharge my battery. And even on a daily basis, self-care is not at a premium in our culture. So to take the time to, you ask people who cooks meals for themselves, or even more than one meal a day. People eat on the run. They don't rest when they're tired. They're used to running on coffee, sugar, and adrenaline. And our culture pays the price for that. So I think that we've gotten very skewed, and that our standards for life have actually gotten pretty low, that we're willing to really neglect ourselves, and self-care has somehow become more like a self-indulgence as viewed through our culture's eyes.
Well, that's really profound, and I totally agree with you. It's a great way to look at it, that we need to look at our lives and see how we can move our self-care and our health up to number one position, because if we're not healthy, we're not good for anything.
We're not. I always say, it's like they say on the airplane, you have to put your own air mask on first before you can go off and do the other things you need to do. It's funny. A couple of years ago, I had a client who was a high-powered lawyer, and he would come for sessions quite regularly. He was a very unique guy. And he brought me into the office once or twice a month to do sessions on people. And this is a very, very high-powered, big law firm in New York City. And I would work on 25, 30-year-old people, and they were in such bad shape physically and emotionally. And it was just because, as young people in a big law firm, they were expected to work 70, 80 hours. They would travel to, Dubai, come back, and go directly to work without going home to sleep. The expectations were huge, and I could really see how living stressful lives like that really was having a detrimental effect on their health.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about your special way of befriending the overactive triple warmer or reactive energies.
I approach it a little bit differently than some of what I would call the other Eden heads would do. Triple warm and spleen is a huge way to approach it. And again, I think we've given a pretty clear overview of the role triple warmer and spleen play, and balancing them are really important. I try to take what I call more of a backdoor approach often, because if you're under stress, we are in a state of heightened alert. And if you tell someone who's stressed, just relax, they can't do it. They have to really feel that they can relax and it's safe to do so. So I use a lot of backdoor approaches with triple warmer. So instead of telling triple warmer, we often use the metaphor for triple warmer. It's kind of like a general with a gun, or, a soldier in the army with a gun. If the soldier is feeling unsafe, they're not going to want to put the gun down. And trying to grab it out of its hands by just kind of repeatedly telling it to calm down is only – can – well, I'm not going to say is only, more accurately to say, can often exacerbate the response. And I've seen this in clients. So what I try to do is I try to imbue – I use the energetic techniques to imbue a sense of safety into the body via other energetic systems. And then all of a sudden, triple warmer says, oh, this actually, it's a little calmer in here. It looks like the troops are much further away. I could, this is a good time for me to have a bite or take a nap or, you know, take a little break from my vigil. So working with some of the other energetic systems, for example, the auric field functions as almost like, an energetic cocoon around us. And it really has discernment in terms of what comes in and what comes out. Of our inner atmosphere. So if you work with the auric field and work on it, you know, usually when we do what we call an aura weave in Eden Energy Medicine, it takes about 30 seconds. If you put on music and do the auric field weave for 4 or 5 minutes, or I do a long aura work on someone, 4 or 5, even 10 minutes, it builds in a deep, deep sense of safety to the body, and triple warmer realizes it doesn't need to be as vigilant. So you're not trying to grab the gun out of its hands. You're more building safety into the system, and it realizes it's not as needed. Another thing is grounding, and we, you know, our culture uses that in a kind of general way, but in energetic healing, we look at that very directly. What is our electromagnetic connection to the earth? We have a polarity and so does the earth. And we know that when you put two magnets together and the wrong poles meet, they repel rather than stick together. We have that same relationship to the earth. And if we're not grounded, I always get the image of some 3-year-old kid running around Macy's department store who can't find their mommy. You feel that sense of panic. And it, you might not be conscious of it, but it's in our bodies. So there are a lot of great, energy medicine techniques that you can use to really accent, really deepen that sense of grounding. And that's another way that the body then feels, oh, things are safe. This is not as dangerous as I thought. Triple warmer can then relax and all the systems of the body start getting, getting more juice. And at some point you might want me, if you want me to describe techniques I can, you let me know when there might be a good time to do that.
Okay, well, let's not do it now, but
okay,
because we're going to break for a commercial, but and we'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
No matter what our age is, health deserves our utmost attention. But how do you achieve optimal wellness? Tune in to Ask Lorna Live. Your host, Lorna Vanderhaeg, will provide research-backed solutions that will have you feeling fit and fabulous. It all comes down to hormones. We'll show you how it works with mainstream medicine along with nutritional medicine. Listen for Ask Lorna Live every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a child in your life with autism, there may be a lot of questions that you need answered. What if your child has recently been diagnosed? Or maybe you have a question about treatment that your child is currently undergoing. For answers to these and more, tune into Autism Spectrum Radio. Our guests will include parents and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, and we are talking with Margie Fine, who has secrets about befriending triple warmer to reduce stress in your lives. Margie, I know you have more secrets than just the aura and grounding. So let's tell all.
Well, I'm happy to tell you that I am willing to share everything. Nothing will stay secret here. So the deep hidden secrets are now about to become public. So again, the auric field, a huge way to get the body to feel safe and relax, and thus triple warmer can relax. Grounding in various ways, and we can talk about techniques a little later on. There's a great energy technique called the hookup, which also works with our sense of grounding and with calming anxiety. It's a super quick, easy technique that really helps calm anxiety. I actually had a client whose son was having anxiety attacks going to school. He was about 10 years old, and she showed him the hookup, and it never happened again. A simple intervention like that changed the course of this kid's life. Instead of being known as the kid who had the panic attacks, he just learned how to avert it before it kicked in, and it changed his life at school. So that was a really great one. The other thing is that, you know, besides energy medicine techniques, there are a lot of simple things to do, or actually should say that these are energetic techniques. We just don't look at them that way. Walking in nature, putting your feet on the grass, connecting to nature is a huge way to ground ourselves and help us feel safe. Anything that makes you laugh, anything that makes you feel good, watching an old rerun of a silly sitcom, you can't be stressed and in a state of vigilance if you're laughing and having fun. Playing with your kids, playing with your pets, anything that gets you chilled out, listening to great music, dancing, these are all wonderful ways that calm the fight or flight, and you do not have to know energy medicine at all. It will shift your energies. If you listen to music that you love, you're shifting your energies, and you can't be in fight or flight at the same time. So if you don't want to take the time or don't have the time to learn, to learn a bunch of new techniques, anything that makes you laugh and makes you happy, whether it's an ice cream cone or a little puppy, that will get you out of fight or flight, and your energies will absolutely respond and start lining up to increase your health and happiness.
Yeah, and I would also add living in the present moment. I think a lot of times we live either in the past or the future, and we don't connect to what's happening right now, and we don't see the beauty in what's happening right now. So it just kind of gives another perspective on what you're saying about, you know, bringing pleasure in your life.
You know, that's really true, and we do live that way quite a bit. You know, we'll say, well, that's something bad happened last time this came up, so it's probably going to happen again. So we're calling on a past that no longer exists and projecting into a future that does not exist yet. And if right in front of you, you can find a moment of calm, happiness, relaxation, that really shifts it. So that's why meditation, techniques like meditation are so powerful, is that they get you in the present moment. And I've just blundered my way into another great technique, which is meditation and following your breath. Mm. If you slow your breath down, a slightly longer exhalation than an inhalation, you will totally slow down. You will start to move out of a fight or flight response and bring yourself into what we call parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. And again, the body starts to feel safe, triple warmer and spleen calm down, and all the systems start to take care of themselves.
Okay, so since you mentioned the hookup as one energy medicine technique, why don't we, you know, walk them through that?
Very easy. Usually I use the middle finger, and you basically just place it in your belly button, and then take your other middle finger and put it in what we call the third eye, which is just basically the spot in between your two eyebrows where they meet in the middle of your forehead. So touch those two spots, press in with just a medium pressure to both of them, and give a slight pull up towards your head. And you hold that it could be 15, 20, 30 seconds. In energy work, and especially with this technique, breathing in through the nose and out of the mouth is a really good way to go. And what you'll often find is if you hold this pose for 15 or 20 seconds, you will all of a sudden take almost like a yawn or a deeper breath. Then you know that the energies have hooked up. It's hooking up two really important meridians, one that goes up the front of the body called central vessel and one that goes up the back of the body. When they hook up, they create almost what I consider like an energetic rubber band around the front and back of your body, and get those energies really grounded. They also, governing vessel goes up your back and it's very connected to your nervous system through the spinal cord. So it hooks up into that energy and calms everything down. It's a really quick, easy, potent stress buster.
Beautiful. So what kind of, when you do these techniques like work with auric field and grounding and hookup, what kind of results do you see in terms of triple warmers calming down?
You know, it's really varied, obviously, depending on if someone has, you know, been stressed for a very, very long time or it's a sudden stress. But I will say, and I say this to all my clients, if you do this with some regularity, you're going to see results. It is so rare that I will give these techniques to people and work on them myself, and they don't feel some sort of clear, palpable, consistent results from it. Sometimes as little as 5 or 10 or 15%, sometimes as much as 70 or 80%. It really varies. But it's virtually nil that I will work on folks with these types of techniques and give it to them as homework that I don't see a clear, palpable result that holds. And, you know, even 10 or 15%, that can be the difference between being able to sing on stage or not, or being able to go on a date comfortably or not. It can be a quality of life improvement.
Mm. So what do you recommend people to do to keep triple warmer and spleen balanced without energy medicine?
Once again, nature is a big one, but it really depends on the person. You know, I'm a big nature buff, so for me to take a walk in nature is a fabulous way to do it. Other people really need to move. So for them to dance, listen to music and just dance it out. So depending on your type, for someone else, it might be sitting in front of a fire and reading, or just putting their feet up, you know, on their sofa and reading. So really, whatever it is that you do that in a lot of ways distract from your stress. I'm a big proponent of distract. If you are stressed and you distract yourself in some way or another, you put yourself in the present moment and the stressor can often fall behind. But really, anything that brings a smile to your face, I will often tell clients after they do their daily routine, as the final thing they do is to tune in and think about something that no matter how stressed you are, you can get a smile. It usually involves kittens, puppies, and their kids when they're 4 years old. And think about that. When your kid taking its first step or saying something really funny, or your kitten, you know, running straight up the curtains, you can't think about it without your heart expanding. Anything that will do that for you moves you out of fight or flight and gets your radiant circuits going. And, you know, radiant circuits are the energies in us that are really tuned into joy. And it really is like a muscle. If you get in the habit of thinking about things that make you laugh, make you feel calm, make you feel joyful, those energies will be more readily available to you. So again, it's very individual because folks are different. For me, it's walking in nature, anything getting me outside because I live in a big city and I live in an apartment building. For other people, it might be something else.
Okay, so how do you recommend people to keep triple warmer and spleen balanced using energy medicine?
Well, you know, there are a couple of really easy common techniques for working with triple warmer and spleen directly. I'll give one or two of those. One is called a triple warmer spleen hug, and it's really easy. Take your right hand and place it just above your left elbow. And then take your left hand and just put it on the side of your body about 6 inches below the armpit. And just your arms will be folded and you can just sit there. And the point on the elbow is a powerful triple warmer point, and the point on the side of the body under the arm is a powerful spleen point. And when you hold both of these together, it gets these two energies to make peace. Another really great triple warmer calm down is if you take your hand, one hand, and just put it right in the knot, that kind of soft spot in your throat, kind of right below where the men with the Adam's apple would be. So it's a little soft spot, and just put the web of your hand there. And then take your other hand and just lay it on the side of on one of your temples. And if you hold that, that will deeply calm triple warmer. So these are ways to work with triple warmer directly. If you want to work at it through some of these backdoor techniques, some really good, I'll describe a couple of easy ways that you can do that. So one thing is, if you want to encourage grounding in the body, it's going to sound weird, but a really potent technique is to take a stainless steel spoon and take the convex or rounded side of the spoon and rub it on the bottom of your feet. You can do it on bare feet. You can do it through your socks. You can even do it through your shoes if you can't take your shoes off, and the energy will go through. That'll help to ground you. Also, on the top of your feet, you can, if you kind of go back from your toes, just on the top of your feet, you have what are called your metatarsal bones. These are those long, skinny bones that are on the top of your foot. Now, if you take your fingers and you feel in the groove between those bones and you rub deeply, it's probably going to hurt. And that means you need it. In energy medicine, if you feel pain, it means the energy is stagnant. And if you rub deeply between any two of those bones, what it does is it opens up the feet and it helps promote that grounding of that energy that comes up from the earth into the feet. So those are two really easy ways to get yourself deeply grounded. Again, Aura. Now, you can go to probably your website or go to YouTube, and if you put in Celtic Weave, you will see Donna doing that exercise. Or maybe that's on your website too, Anne. But if not, all you need to do is to weave your aura is put on a good song, and basically you're going to take your hands and you're going to draw figure eights in the air all around your body, almost as if you're sewing a web around the front, sides, top, bottom of your body. Put on music that you love and just weave figure eights, a figure eight shapes all over your body. Really increase the integrity of the aura and imbue your body with a deep sense of safety. When you feel safe, triple warmer's job description has changed. It does not need to protect you if you're safe, and it'll start to calm down.
Beautiful. Now, we only have a few minutes left, so let's try to get some information out there about triple warmer and its radiant circuit capacity. How do we engage that?
Again, if you can get yourself feeling safe, triple warmer will calm down. What I like to describe as triple warmer, you know, triple warmer has a really bad rap in energy medicine because it so often plays this role as the general. When you're balanced and you feel safe, triple warmer is like your big brother who's got your back. So when you've got a big brother who you know, if you need help, he's there for you. He's not going to let you fall, but he's not pushy. He doesn't insist upon his way. When triple warmer's in that I got your back kind of role, that's triple warmer in its radiant circuit energy. You can lean on it. It's got you if you need it, but it's not insisting. It's like really safe backdrop or foundation for you. And when you feel that foundation, that gives us the safety to explore life. When we don't feel that foundation, it gives us kind of a shaky foundation to move forward with. So triple warmer stressed is the general with the gun. Triple warmer calm is that big brother who's got your back. And that gives our whole being a sense of safety and security when we know we've got that in the backdrop. And that's how I describe triple warmer in its radiant energy rather than in its stressed energy.
And triple warmer in its radiant circuit capacity can also help us with our spirituality.
It helps in spirituality. It is, it's in a way like our radiant, I sometimes think about the tarot card, the Fool, which is tripping merrily through life without really thinking about stressors. It has a deep faith that everything's going to be fine. We, in our stress society, we have drafted triple warmer into this role that it does not want to play. If we have more balanced lives and more joyful lives, then triple warmer can inspire us to actually live way more radiantly.
Wonderful. Okay, we got to close. So I just want to remind people that, you know, Margie is an excellent teacher. She's, as you can see, she's very clear, and she uses a lot of humor in her teaching. She's doing a foundations program, which is the first year of a certification program in New York City. And you can find more information about that at www.fineworks.com, and that's fine, F-E-I-N. And you can go to my website for some more of these exercises that we do in the daily routine. It's www.energizeforjoy.com. Thank you so much, Margie, for being with us and helping us understand triple warmer in a little different way and how to really bring safety and calmness to our very hectic lives. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sandy. It was really fun. Thanks for having me.
Okay. And everybody, live radiantly. Until next time.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.